Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's October the 5th. Hello. 1 month from today. Guess whose birthday it is? Woohoo!
Yeah. Special.
We continue to celebrate. Why not? Right? Celebrate the birth of all kinds of interesting people. Not far. Let's see. I counted it down yesterday. I think it was 100 days or less than. No, it's actually less than that now. Till Christmas. How about that? For good news. Here's the story on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, the man who swam a half a mile during the hurricane to save his mother from her flooded home.
Mm-hmm.
She was in water. Imagine, Jay, your parents being on the lake and the lake comes in and the house gets flooded and your mother's in water up to her chin. Up to her chinny chin chin. Johnny Louder is his name. He tried to convince his mother to leave the house and go to a shelter.
Right, well, she's wheelchair-bound, too.
Yeah.
And she was like, absolutely not. You'd have to drag me out of this house kicking and screaming.
You people are crazy, but why wouldn't you go? You come at 84, you still should have your faculties and be smart enough to know what's good for you. Why would you stay in your house? What do you, unless you are suicidal? Maybe she just wanted, if she's in a wheelchair, maybe she just wanted to put an end to it all. But then he puts his life on the line to save his mother, who has been selfish and whoever, it was, nobody else was in the house, right?
She wasn't saving him. He stayed home, too. He was actually at his son's house, which was half a mile away.
Yeah. Well,
when the floodwaters started rising and his mom called and said where the floodwaters were, he actually put he was with his son's girlfriend, and then the family pets. His mother, or his wife and his mother-in-law were out of town. He got everybody up into the attic, all of the necessities they may need, as well as equipment to chop their way out through the attic, through the roof, should it come to that. And then he hopped out the window and swam, and he documented this whole thing, and a lot of people were kind of like, why did he stop to take pictures the whole time? But he wasn't documenting for social media or anything like that. He kept getting text messages from his family, making sure he was okay. They wanted updates. They wanted reports. They wanted to know he was alive, and he couldn't really take the time to text back, so he would just grab his phone, take a picture, and send that. And so that was him communicating with them this whole time. So he ended up documenting this. And in most of the photos, he even had a caterpillar on his head that he rescued. And
that's
this whole time.
That's
right?
A new one, isn't it? Rescuing a caterpillar.
It had the caterpillar on his head, got all the way to his mom's house, got his mom safe. And then once things started kind of settling a little bit, his son, one of his sons, came to his rescue too with more supplies. And as they were getting her out, they noticed another elderly woman who needed rescuing. They grabbed her. They got to a hotel, and the hotel was like, we don't have any rooms. You can't stay here. You have to leave. So they went back to the son's house and rode it out the rest of the time. And the son's house only had about a foot of flood water, so they were much safer there. But my goodness.
Think about the ramifications. Thinking about the descriptions here that are very good. I was talking to a fellow who runs a radio station down in that neck of the woods, Naples, Fort Myers. They got hit badly in 2005, and many of the areas on that coast got wiped out, and then they were all rebuilt, and now they're wiped out again. So is it courage? Is it kind of stupid to be in harm's way like that? Or is it the view and the living on the water so attractive? I get it. I love living on the water. If I could, I would live on it all the time. If I could have all the other things that are accoutrements on a farm, on a bay or something in California, I try to live as close as I can to the water. But the water there isn't as dangerous as the water in Florida. It just is. But
well,
people
the hurricanes
go back.
changing yeah. the track.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I was talking with a friend about this, a lot of times people stay because they don't think it'll end up being that bad because in history, their own experience, it hasn't been that bad. Other people stay because they know not everybody has the means to evacuate and they stay back to help should other people need help.
Yeah, that's good motivation. Yeah, there are more good people than not. Here's another example of that. This is another disaster, and when you live in the mountains, or you live on the west coast, or when you live in the areas where it's dry a lot of the time, the desert, the danger of fires. There's a fast-moving wildfire in Nebraska this week. 15,000 acres have been burned, and it's taken the life of a volunteer firefighter. The fire has been contained, about 30% contained now. 59-year-old firefighter whose name was Mike Moody. The Purdom Volunteer Fire Department died after a medical emergency, so it looks like he had a heart attack or some such thing. But those things, nothing. There's a new TV show starting on Friday night on CBS that's all about these firefighters that go out and fight the big blazes, the wildfires in the woods. There was a movie that Brolin was in, James Brolin.
I'm blanking on the name, but it was an amazing story, and the entire crew, the entire team perished because a different team or crew or somebody else made a horrific mistake, and then there was a lone survivor because he had gotten hurt, and he had to be transported back down to base, and just the survivor's remorse he felt at the end, too.
Yep, and they believe that the fire was set by a human being. It wasn't something that started with lightning or anything like that. Those people should go to jail for the rest of their lives. Those are the kind of people that should be in jail. Half the people that are in jail now ought not to be there. People have had drug offenses and like marijuana, things like that. If you sell drugs, you should be in jail. If you kill people, you should be in jail. If you do stuff like this, that ends up in the death of other people, even though the guy, he wasn't burned, he had a heart attack, but still, he was on duty and he was doing the right thing, and so this fellow, whoever set this fire, and even if it wasn't set, but it was caused by carelessness, come on, responsibility? Don't you think people bear the responsibility? Taking responsibility, being responsible for stuff like that. It's something that we have less and less of. People always want to blame something else. Oh, it wasn't my fault. It was somebody else's fault. There was something else. Blah, blah, blah. People, youngsters today, going back to millennials, I've never seen a bunch. I have a kid that works for me on the farm. Good kid. Nice kid. He's 20 years old, but he never takes responsibility for anything.
Well,
nothing.
He's not a millennial.
Well, I know he's not, but I'm pushing it.
We're in our 30s and 40s now.
All right. Okay, let's get to our friends, the Russians. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming in. So, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, says he has 2,000 small nuclear weapons and he's going to use them. Right. Yeah, okay. He'll use them and 5 minutes later, he'll be toast. So will Moscow and so will wherever these guys know this. No matter how crazy they are, they know it. The thing that one wonders, when I think about the people who were responsible for the A-bomb and for the H-bomb, the hydrogen bomb, the atom bomb, and nuclear bombs, you got to wonder what it is. And maybe even you go back to the stuff like the Nobel Peace Prizes being awarded this week, and the money comes from George Nobel, who invented dynamite. And he wanted, after he invented it, he knew he had made a mistake. So he took all the money and his family, whatever was to come, and used it for good. So when you think about some of the people who are responsible, Oppenheimer, for example, or any of that bunch that developed the technology that could be used to kill people, blow people up, and they, at the end of the day, said they wish they'd never done it. Well, but they did it. And so here we are. These are, all the movies. Remember that movie with George Clooney Nicole Kidman about the bomb that got loose? There are all the, every once in a while there's one of these bombs, at least the subject matter of a movie. And then you think, okay, well, if they're, is that really true? Do they have all these small little nuclear weapons that can go in a box? You see TV shows all the time. Mm-hmm. We're going to blow up Los Angeles. That kind of stuff. These bombs are around. They are hard to use, but they're easy for people to steal. So who knows? You know, Putin may not. They think they have control of them. And why would you build 2,000 of them anyway? I thought that we had some kind of nuclear proliferation treaty that goes back to the time of Gorbachev and Reagan, where they agreed to get rid of a lot of nuclear weapons. But then I saw a chart the other day shows the Russians have like 5,000 nuclear bombs. What the hell do they need 5,000? Yeah. We do, too. I think we have 8,000.
I think we have more. I think we have significantly the most.
Yeah. For what purpose? What good way? The people who are staunch activists when it comes to the military will say, well, it's to protect ourselves. We've got to have it because they've got it. And then the nuclear capabilities of Iran, we've got to have it because they have it. Or Iran says, well, we need it because we need to protect ourselves. No, you want it so you can blow up the Israelis. And so there's, you know, who else? That little crumb bomb in North Korea, he's playing with fire. There are some. You don't hear much about the European Nuclear Agency, but the Europeans, the English have, the French have it. You know, so what are you going to do with it? Why do you have it? What are your intentions? Here's the story of that Russian journalist who protested on TV, who escaped from house arrest. Pretty daring. This woman's got some starch. Marina, oh man, look at this. Ovsyannikova, something Kova. Anyway, she staged a protest on television, and
yeah,
now she's
on live TV.
Yeah, and now she's a fugitive on the run. The fugitive. She was placed under house arrest. Been there since August, disseminating false information. Really, not really. She was disseminating the right information. Anyway, so she's arrested. She's been arrested.
Protesting the invasion and the war. And honestly, right. it could have been more dangerous for her to continue staying on house arrest and wait to see what happens after that.
Yep, but 18 past the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
We've never really worn masks during the flu season. Is that what's on the horizon, Ken?
We've been fortunate. 2 years ago, the first year of COVID, we had a very mild flu season, and the feeling was because of all these new precautions we were taking with masking and just staying out of certain spaces, not only decreased the spread of COVID, but also decreased the spread of the flu.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was born the coal miner's daughter.
The last 24 hours, many radio stations, television stations have played this song, pretty much the signature song for Loretta Lynn, who has passed away at the age of 90. Lots of tributes coming in. This is the story of probably Dolly Parton could be the queen of country music today, but Loretta certainly was over her 50,
yeah,
what, almost 60, more than 60 years, actually. She almost 70 years.
And they were friends, too. And
yes, they were.
A lot of times, like, significant, notable people in the media, especially women, people want to pit them against each other, but
yeah,
they were dear friends. They were sisters. Dolly even wrote, yeah, a tribute saying, yeah, that she lost her sister.
She was 15 when she got married and had 6 children with her husband, Oliver. That's kind of, isn't that, what about, well, that at that time,
most,
that sort of,
yeah,
thing happened.
Times. It was 1948.
Yeah, yeah. So here's sort of some info about Loretta Lynn that you may not have known.
Just come on home to your blue Kentucky girl.
Country music legend, Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn was born Loretta Webb in Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, just like her song says, a coal miner's daughter.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter.
Her early life and the highs and lows of her marriage would inspire her songwriting and her drive for success for the rest of her life. Her breakthrough hit, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind, made her the first female country artist to earn a gold album and over 500,000 copies.
So don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind.
Even having a handful of her songs banned by country radio couldn't slow her down, as the Academy of Country Music named her the 1970s Artist of the Decade, the first woman to get the honor.
I sure am proud. I love all of you very much.
That was followed inspired by her life story, becoming the Oscar-winning coal miner's daughter in 1980.
My daddy was a coal miner, and he worked hard. I'd give anything in the world if he would have been here when I recorded Coal Miner's Daughter. I think he hears me. One day, I will sing it to him.
In her six-decade career, Loretta Lynn leaves a legacy of 50 studio albums, including 10 number ones, and is in the Songwriters and Country Music Halls of Fame. Country music legend, Loretta Lynn.
Here's Garth Brooks talking about Loretta Lynn.
It's funny that you chose the word pioneer that she is, because a pioneer never stops being a pioneer. That definitely defines this woman, especially in this day and time where women notably have to work 1,000 times harder to get a tenth as much as guys do. I'm married to one of those women. So respect for you to recognize Miss Loretta Lynn's contribution to all women and all female entertainers.
Carrie Underwood, some thoughts.
I mean, she's absolutely amazing, and she's always been nothing but really sweet and nice and awesome to me. So to hear somebody that you respect so much say something so nice, and she's done it before, and every time I feel very, you know, appreciative and special that she even knows my name, let alone has heard what I do and likes it. So it's very flattering, and I'm very, very.
You won't find anybody that has anything bad to say about Loretta Lynn, no matter how far and wide you go, as she was somebody that was reckoned with and loved and appreciated. So her passing at 90 is something of an important note here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, everyone knows to take time to smell the roses, but why do cats nibble the begonias? The habit of plant eating may not be as strange as it seems. Some experts, including myself, believe a cat's sense of smell is 4 to 5 times better than ours. So the garden provides a perfumery of interesting smells. Cats also instinctively lick some of the plants for vegetable extracts. Cat guardians with plants need to beware. Plants like Lily of the Valley, Diefenbachia, Foxglove, American English and Japanese, and Western Yew are among the hundreds of plants or flowers that are toxic to your pets. Here's what I recommend that you do. Speak to your local gardening center. Go online. There are many good, healthy, organic plants that you can plant for your cats. Very often, they're not getting all the nutrition they need in their food, so having greenery grow around is not only good for them physically, it's good for them mentally as well. But check it out online first. Make sure whatever plants you are planting in your home or around your home are safe for your best friend, you know, your little feline buddies. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 5, get 5. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden has put the nation's gross national debt into uncharted territory with extensive spending during a recession. Our debt has surpassed $31 trillion. As we head into a new fiscal year, the U.S. Treasury report was released Tuesday. President Biden will visit hurricane-ravaged Florida with a pledge that the feds are coming to help rebuild homes, businesses, and lives. Hurricane Ian has resulted in roughly 100 deaths, including 75 in Florida. Joining Biden in Florida will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think FEMA has worked very well with the state and local, and we want to continue to do it and have all hands on deck.
New York Yankees player Aaron Judge launched his 62nd home run of the season against Texas Rangers last night, breaking the American League record he shared with Roger Maris. USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, October 5th. It's Wednesday. I just was talking to James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And, Jay, I thought today was Thursday. I don't know, however that came into play.
It is
play.
One of those weeks. Like, you know, Wednesday is today.
Yeah, well, it is. Sometimes you wake up in the same way each day. Some days seem to kind of blend into the next day. We all know that, especially if we're busy, lots of things going on, things happening. I was telling the story. I thought I would share this because it really ends up being a good story, even though it's not really a good story. It's kind of, it's like, it depends on how you take it. We into the funeral of a lady who was pretty influential in the lives of lots of people that I know. And early on in my life, she was a nurse, she was a mother, a fantastic human being, great lady, and had suffered with Alzheimer's for 7 or 8 years. So it was fitting that she leave. So I hadn't seen her husband was one of the two sons that grew up on the farm across the street. And they were responsible, he and his brother and the father, for lots of things that influenced my life growing up. My love of cows, one of them, experience and exposure to the things going on the farm, that sort of thing. And this fellow and I have, it's one of those things where you see him and you don't see him for a while and you get back together and you pick up the conversation. You know, it's one of those kinds of deals. You
haven't, yeah, it's no like time had, has ever passed.
Didn't, right. There's no, you didn't miss a beat. So when I saw him at the funeral, he was slumped over in a wheelchair, suffering from Alzheimer's, pretty much the same as his wife. And the story, fast forward, it's been this Saturday, be 2 weeks since the funeral. And this last weekend, he died. And you just think about, okay, the two of them, they'd had their troubles for some years, but then they sort of figured it out, and they were fabulous together. They were devoted to each other and their families and to their friends and to their work. They were just devoted. They were the type of people devoted to all of the good things that are in a good marriage and a good family. Just devoted. That's the right word, devoted. And so I often think when you hear these stories, because you hear them every once in a while, where one of the two spouses die, and then pretty much in the next day, two, or a week, the other one dies. It's like there's a permission. You know, I was talking to Debbie, their daughter, yesterday. It's kind of like a permission sort of thing. You can say, oh, no, those things don't really happen, yada, yada. You can think whatever you want. My philosophy of life is that people who are supposed to be together, get together and stay together, and that there have been any number. I've had this relationship thing, even though it didn't work out in this lifetime, where I know both of the people that I probably love the most, I know I've been with them in a past life. You just feel it. You know it. You instantly get it. And so, you know, what happens in this life, who knows what goes on afterwards? You're never going to know, but it's really kind of interesting to see how these two people, they got Alzheimer's about the same time. They were in the same home. They suffered all the same stuff. Their children took care of them, and now they're gone. And
it's tragic and beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's sad. Yeah, right. But it's good, too, at the same time. Okay, some sports news. Biff Stefan here. With the story of, couple of stories actually, about Aaron Judge's 62nd home run, 62. Now, there are people who love the old Roger Maris, the old record, the Yankees, yeah. But Aaron Judge, he's a Yankee too, right? So
yeah, and he signed for the 61st, and it was awesome. It was 61 years later. And now he has the record himself. He got his 62nd home run in one season.
Yep. And so there are these people who, you know, look at and wonder whether this is luck or whether it's really his skill. I'm reminded of what happened 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago when some of the people that were on the course to have home run records had taken steroids. Mark McGwire is a name that comes to mind. Sammy Sosa is another one. Mm-hmm. He got all roided up. And I don't figure that their records are worth a damn. I don't
see
that.
There's definitely an asterisk next to their name.
Yeah,
in
right,
this discussion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So of the great baseball players, here's one really for the record books. And so that's the story from last night. Well, it's not quite the whole story. There's a fan who was pretty much ready to risk everything to get the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here we have this. This is a big milestone, and everybody wants a piece of memorabilia, right?
The way it plays out is actually really funny.
Yeah.
Because you think...
Go ahead. No, you can tell
the fan something. Thinks that he's going to get this ball, and he basically leaps out of his seat and jumps over the railing 10 mm-hmm. feet down onto the field because he thinks it's going to fall short. He mm-hmm. doesn't get the ball, but he does get kicked out of the stadium. Yeah. However, the ball did make it to the seats, and somebody who was like maybe 12 seats to the side ends up getting the ball.
Yeah.
Like, had he stayed in his seat, he may have had a better chance at pushing over and getting the ball.
Oh, my God. People are so funny. All right. Here's another sports item. The Rams player Bobby Wagner gave the security guards at the game quite an assist the other night during Monday Night Football, pretty much knocking the snot out of a fan who had invaded the field, another field invasion. This time this guy's got a smoke bomb. What an idiot.
It honestly looked like a gender reveal gone wrong because it was pink smoke coming out.
Really?
But who knows what well, I'm sure we'll find really out what the whole story is, yeah. But this fan is running, and Bobby Wagner is just, like, totally flattens yeah. this fan.
Uh-huh. So that's the end of that, and that's the end of his. And these people don't belong on the field, no matter what the sport is. People who get all excited, I know, usually at the end of what, the baseball season, the end of the World Series, everybody, the winner, runs out on the field. Yeah, what do you expect to get out of that? Or at the end of the, the football, at the end of the season, the Super Bowl, people run out on the field. What is the matter with you? What do you think you're going to, you're going to endanger someone?
Like, were you just drunk and somebody dared you to do this? Oh, I did just see that it was a protester, part of the animal rights group Direct Action Everywhere. They took credit for the scene.
Right.
And we've been
and
seeing this happening at NBA games where people have been basically gluing themselves to the court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. What do you get? But really, do you think people pay attention to that, or they just think you're an idiot for doing what you're doing? We'll talk about it, and then maybe somebody will be moved to do something. Who knows? But it seems like it's
dangerous. Aren't there better ways?
Yeah, better ways. Thank you. Well, over the last couple of months, people have been back and forth talking about Tom Brady. He's going to retire. He's not going to retire. He disappears. He comes back. His wife gets angry. His wife doesn't like it. His wife says, okay, time for the big D. So one of the, I suppose, high profile, would you say, as far as couples are concerned, Giselle and Tom. See you later, alligator. They both apparently have hired divorce lawyers.
Yeah, this is according to sources, who also went on to say that they came to the conclusion and the decision together that he would retire, and then he came to the decision on his own that he would unretire. And it's not like he did that once. He did that a couple times, and apparently that wasn't the only issue. There had been some issues for years, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what. So it's the sources close, the quote-unquote sources close to the couple that say that Giselle has reached out for a divorce lawyer.
Mm-hmm. So you can't put it together and make it all about you? I mean, maybe both of them have made it at this point about themselves. Who knows?
It's just sad for the children because divorce is hard on any family no matter what.
Yeah.
And
these
kids have to go to school and communities are small.
Everybody knows.
But this is on a massive level. Like everybody knows about this.
Yeah. 44 after the hour. Presidential politics in our focus after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
46 past the hour, speaking of numbers. Okay, so let's start with Donald Trump here, shall we? Apparently, he has he's doing the flirtation dance right now. And people who are listening to this program, people around the country who cling to his every word. Is he going to say I'm running? Is it a yes? There's all kinds of stuff on social media, his platform and others, the supporters who are all ginned up about him and whatever goes on with him. Why? What is there about this guy that speaks to that many people about, I mean, I get that the country's in sucky condition, and Joe Biden sure as heck isn't helping any. He, by the way, says he told Al Sharpton that he was going to run again in 2024. So here we have these two old fogies. I say that advisedly because they're my age, running for president again. Is nobody better than these two guys? And for the people who hold Trump in such high esteem, is there anybody else? I know there's some who think, well, maybe it's time for Ron DeSantis. But what about someone who kind of thinks differently about the issues? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Trump is suing CNN, the latest in the court battles. Trump must spend a lot of money on lawyers. So he's suing, he's going after CNN, alleging the network defamed him. What do you think? That's what they do. That's what CNN is all about. Anybody who watches CNN, it's all about Trump and what a bozo he is, day in and day out, hour in and hour out. So he's now just filing a lawsuit for $475 million. You could have sued him 20 years ago.
Well, the defamation of the certain labels they've assigned to him, racist, Russian lackey, insurrectionist, comparisons to
Hitler.
Well,
he is an insurrectionist, and, you know, I don't know about the other stuff. I think that... But they compared him to Hitler, I know, once, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think they did, right? Yeah. So, anyway, it's... And so that just shows you, more than anything else, you really realize how bad the news business is. Because CNN is so blatantly, it's like MSNBC, and then you look at Fox, they're so blatantly in the tank for one side or the other. So why would you waste your time unless you got nothing better to do, or unless you think, wow, this guy's the greatest? He's not the greatest. He's not the greatest by any stretch of the imagination. There are plenty of presidents who have been fabulous. Did Trump do good stuff? Yeah. Is Biden doing good stuff? Yeah, you can always find something good. Anyway, so Biden says he posed for a photograph with Sharpton. Then speaking of prejudices, Sharpton's on MSNBC. He's one of the biggest gas bags on television. Maybe he can sue me for saying he's a gas bag, but he's a gas bag. They're all these people are gas bags. Can't we just have somebody who's serious about running the country and being good at the job? Where are those people? Please find them. 10 before the hour.
Right. radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Farm, food, family together here at 53 after the hour. In this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay and I focus on just that with some important, compelling things. Today, speaking of compelling, is National Pumpkin Seed, or as some people say, Pumpkin Seed Day. First Wednesday in October. Yummy delights. Oh, food lovers love pumpkins. Pumpkin lattes, pumpkin pie, pumpkin this, pumpkin that. I like the pumpkin candy. I like, and there are people that just eat the roasted pumpkin seeds because they're very good for you. A lot of health benefits.
Oh, so delicious.
Yeah. So anyway, this goes back 7,000 years. That's pretty interesting. The Mayans, the Aztecs, among the first believed to have recognized the value, the health benefits, the nutritional benefits of pumpkin seeds. See, there I did it myself, pumpkin seeds, right? Their instincts were correct. This is one of those plant-based foods that has fabulous nutrients. A serving of a quarter cup of pumpkin seeds, 70% of the daily zinc recommendation. Zinc is very important for your immune system. It's great for your red blood cell count, iron, all that good stuff. These little small seeds and what they grow into, some of the, I told you, I think, once not long ago about the contest that I got into with my friend, the farmer up the street, to grow a big, big, big pumpkin. I got up some of those pumpkin seeds this year, but I never grew them. And here I wouldn't have won anyway because in New Hampshire, they have the biggest, what, there's two of them. What, one in New York and one in New Hampshire? But the New York guy won this year, right, for the biggest, heaviest pumpkin weighing 2,554 pounds at the Great Pumpkin Farm in Clarence, New York, near Buffalo.
Is massive.
Ah, wow. The previous record, the guy in New Hampshire said a couple of years ago, 2,517 pounds. I grew one that weighed 1,400 pounds, and I had to get my bucket loader tractor to pick it up. But nothing compared to these things. And they grow them. They do all kinds of things with fertilizer and stuff. So this guy won the contest, got $5,500. And I wonder if this goes into the Guinness Book of World Records. Did he sell the pumpkin? I would think that would be in and of itself.
I bought the biggest pumpkin. I feel like you wouldn't want to sell it. Yeah, I'd want to use it and make things out of it.
All right, in a moment, the story of a dairy farm that loses a lot of cows because of the hurricane that's coming up here.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Dakin Dairy Farm down in Manatee County, Florida, lost 250 cows, 10% of its herd, to drowning, to being hit by debris in the hurricane this past week. The worst storm the family has ever seen. It is a family dairy farm. They have lost cows before in circumstances, but certainly not 250 cows. That's a sign, the size of a family dairy farm. A lot of family dairy farms don't even have 250 cows. So they've lost a tenth of their herd, and some of the people that work on the farm, family members and stuff, they were hurt as well. They were trying to protect the cows in the milking parlor, at any rate. The cows, and also, you get exposed to that kind of stuff. Stress is the biggest killer with cows. For those of you who don't know that much about cows, when they get shipped, they get shipping fever. When they're in stressful situations, like having a calf, I had a cow over the weekend that had the twins. Very stressful. We just kind of got her out of it as of yesterday. She's kind of back to being herself. But any kind of stress is not good for a cow. It's not good for anybody, actually, but, you know, in this circumstance, this is tough. And, what it does is kind of underscore the dangers of being a farmer, one of the many things that happens. Okay, so there's the Farm Food Family Report. 59 past on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.